Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal. Hey, Vanti. Greetings from San Francisco. Just a quick question. When was the last time you went dancing?
This is a long time ago, Rohit.
Okay.
I've lost touch with my moves, but I like people watching. I like watching people dance, but I'm no good at dancing myself.
Okay, I'm kind of in the same category, and I've never been a great one for dancing. But the reason I ask this is because of these two stories I think we shared, and one was about. It was an ANI, and this has been going around on social media. A government primary school in Uttar Pradesh's Mirzapur turned into a dance bar by locals on the night of Raksha Bandhan. So, I mean, the layers of baseness and lowness, and there's a 40-second clip on Twitter. So, I mean, you know, I don't even know where to start. So it's a primary school. It becomes a dance bar, and then on the night of Raksha Bandhan, I mean, you know, who goes to a shady dance bar to celebrate Raksha Bandhan?
I think this is interesting. I mean, what draws my attention is logistics involved in organizing this event, because somebody's gone out there and said that, you know, we need to have dance on the evening of Raksha Bandhan, some kind of celebratory occasion. But step away from the fact that Raksha Bandhan is supposed to sanctify relationships between brothers and sisters. And on that kind of night, you're going to have a lecherous event. Okay, but where do we have it? We'll go into a school and organize. I'm just trying to think how the paperwork for that whole event kind of stacked up. Somebody's got to say, sir, mujhe naach dikhana hai.
Or maybe there was just no paperwork. This is a non-paperwork event, but
there may be no paperwork event. But I'm just trying to think that how did the decorators put up the stage? You know,
yeah.
Because you know, decorators being decorated, they say, "Sir, idhar kya ho raha hai? Shadi ho raha hai? Na, shadi nahi. Acha, party ho raha hai? Kya party hai?"
I'm just going to interrupt for a second, based on what you've said, not to like cut you off, but actually to highlight a fantastic point you're making that about the decoration. Otherwise, we are utterly dysfunctional, right? We just did an episode about government apathy. But here, in one day, how come the stage gets set up, there's electricity, transport is arranged for the dancers? Like, how does everything happen so efficiently? That's my question.
Correct. So I think this, that's why I'm drawn to the logistics of this show, that this paperwork, which you said, clearly, it may be a no paperwork show. Great. But, you know, how did they go about decorating the stage, the lighting? That, to me, obviously underlying all of this is the tragedy of this particular spot in Uttar Pradesh, where on Raksha Bandhan evening, a group of men gather to watch lecherous dancing, which I think is the tradition in that part of the world. And I've seen the 42-second clip on Twitter.
Yeah.
I think I was drawn by the staging of the event, which I thought took a lot of time, energy, and effort. And how they cracked it, God only knows.
But, you know, the other thing I would say is that here, there's also this sort of subtext of this being that, you know, sort of Nawabi, Lucknowi, classy culture. Because if you look at the clothes the women are wearing, there's this, you know, like Umrao Jaan, Mughli Azam kind of vibe. So this is one. And I just want to point one fact out in defense of, I mean, I'm not defending either the officials or whoever. There's someone who, when I just forwarded this on, or retweeted it, sorry, on Twitter, maybe with a comment or without a comment, someone mentioned that because there's a lack of space in Uttar Pradesh in terms of buildings that can be rented for, you know, weddings, other kinds of ceremonies, frequently like elementary schools are used for this. So there's, you know, along with the sleaze, there's just a sort of element of jugaad or creativity also, which one may just want to identify. Now,
I'd jump in and say, okay, so the event is organized. Dancing happens on the stage. My question is, the next day morning, was there school or not? Right? Because if you were in Mirzapur rocking up to school, the next day you've had a great time at Raksha Bandhan, you've had a party at your house, you know, lots of food, etc., drink, you're about to share stories with your friends that, guys, it's a big night. And you walk into your classroom and you find that, you know, there is sets and, you know, the backdrop for this is still left behind. Because I doubt the dance party would have ended at a civil hour.
Right,
and
right.
The decorators would have cleared up. So I was just thinking, there's the other thing that I draw attention to listeners is the disruption that it would cause the kids the next day when they go to school to see dance. And how, and at third level, how the teachers would try and explain away the paraphernalia of a dance bar in a school. So kids ask, madam, why is this, you know, tree with lights here?
Yeah.
Or, you know, why?
Some 100 rupee notes.
Why is the cutouts are Apsaras? What is that got to do with the school, right? While we are talking about dance, this is another one that you sent, sent me. That there is a, this is a double dance issue. There's a thief who grooves like Michael Jackson's to entertain cops in Jhansi. Right? This is another one.
Rinku Bhadauria. Rinku Bhadauria.
Yeah, so this is an India Today story. The traffic constables. So there's this guy called Rinku. Rinku Bhadauria. Who is the leader of a gang, is also a dance teacher. Right? He has snatched more than 100 gold chains in his locality. The police found that Rinku was a dance master. They made him dance at the police station several times. Okay. So now, I'm thinking this is ultra wild, because this guy is a convicted felon. He steals from people. In the give and take of conversation, policemen find out that this guy is also capable of dancing. Okay.
But the human rights violation here. I want to talk about the human rights violation. Let's say that you're a great cook, okay, and the police catch you for something, whatever, whether it was justified or not. If they find out you're a cook, do they have the right to make you cook? Like, do they have the right to make you dance?
Correct. And also the other thing is, you know, it depends. Is it the seriousness or the gravity of the crime? So if you're a double homicide and a dancer, would you be asked to dance?
Good question.
Or given that you are just a pickpocket or a chain snatcher, and therefore, I'm thinking if you've cut into the Jhansi police station, whoever the inspector in charge is, what's the calculus that he's performing under the to instruct this person to dance? Saying, acha, you know, you've just taken a few chains. That's not a serious crime. Chalo, nacho. But if this guy commits murder, will that courtesy be extended or not? You know, these are serious questions. But I just think the obsession with dance, whether it's in Uttar Pradesh or whether it's in Mirzapur in Uttar Pradesh or Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh again. So we are clearly spotting a pattern of dance in UP. And so there is something going on in UP where dance brings out the best in people.
And also some, like, nobody knows, you know, the stuff that goes down in cop stations is also, like, remarkable. Because it just reminds me of another story, maybe last year or 2 years ago. There was some guy who was so pissed off at what was happening in a police station that he went in, or maybe it was a government office, but it was some kind of official space in Uttar Pradesh. Two guys went in with a bag of snakes and they just let the snakes loose. And there's actually footage of it, of the officials, like, terrified, cowering in a corner. I think they were just, you know, delaying some routine, like file work or something like that. So, dance and police stations / government offices in Uttar Pradesh. There's some, like, deep, deep stuff going on there.
Acha, Rohit, on that note, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
It's obviously good to catch up and, you know, take care. And let's reconnect again next week and pick up on some other stories. Huh? Chalo,
sounds
take
like
care.
A plan. Take care, man. Bye.